This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's bring it back to football and some mock drafts. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We touched on Field Yates' mock draft. Of course, Field Yates for ESPN. At one, he has the Titans taking Travis Hunter. Two, the Browns taking Abdul Carter. Three, the Giants taking Cam Ward. Four, the Patriots taking Will Campbell. Five, the Jags taking Mason Graham. Six, the Raiders taking Shedeur Sanders. I'll stop there, and I'm going to jump to 15 because we got to touch on Mike Green, who Field Yates has the Falcons taking at 15. So he's the edge rusher out of Marshall. He led the country with 17 sacks in 2024. And as Field said, you know he can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and Falcons are obviously going to – and the way Field breaks it down, the Falcons are going to have to take him because Tyler Warren will go off the board at 14, the tight end from Penn State.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm sure everybody jump on board with that one.
Now, in all seriousness, to Mykael Williams and Jalen Walker are off the board at 7 and 8 in that. Yep. That and so Mike Green is, in a lot of people's eyes, the best edge rusher available at that point for the Falcons, and that's kind of the way Field Yates is looking at it. And also, one note is a name that has been rumored. Will Johnson, the cornerback,
there you go,
is also
might be related to Spencer Schwarber.
Well, I butchered names yesterday, and it wasn't even enunciations like I normally do. It was just I couldn't get anybody's name.
I was like, I don't think that's what he means. But
no. So I'm a guy that likes to get on point, Michael. Yeah. I'm a guy that likes Mike Green. I think he. You look at what he did. He led the FBS in 17 and a half sacks. Really good. First step, he's this guy that has a speed rush, but also has power. I don't know if he'll translate. I know you say, well, he played at Marshall. Yeah, he also destroyed Will Howard at Ohio State when they played early in the season. He also did well against Virginia Tech, who I don't know their tackle's name. Sorry. But the fact of the matter is he played well. This is a guy that started his college career at Virginia, transferred to Marshall, and he got better every single year. When I'm not comparing him to Khalil Mack, but it kind of reminds me. That's how you pronounce his name. I heard it on the TV broadcast. Well,
he was ready for that smoke. He laughed at him. He was like, no, I'm ready.
I wonder if he said it in a meeting.
He did.
Okay.
So, you know, I was paying attention.
All right. I'm just making sure.
No, you and I have had this back and forth about TV and stuff, you know, before. I can't remember who was in the game, but they called him Khalil, and I said, huh, that's not how they say his name. And then literally the analyst goes, yeah, and I'm calling him that because in the meeting he said,
this
it's actually Khalil, not Khalil. And I was like, well, we've been calling you Khalil your whole career, dude. Like, you're 14 years in the league now, right? 13 years. He came out the same year as Jake Matthews.
I wonder why did that come up in the...
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
But it kind of reminds me of him, guys, because of the fact that he's small school, and he is just kind of flashes a little bit of a freak athlete.
Yeah, and you know what I like about Field Yates is, you know, for his mock, because I think the one realistic part of this is there becomes a run on these guys, right? You get Mike Green at 15, kind of starts run. Shamar Stewart at 16, Walter Nolan at 17. You get a guard at 18, but then you go right back to edge at 19 with the Buccaneers getting James Pierce Jr. Then you go Jenty, Dart, and you go right back to a couple of defensive tackles right in the mid-20s. Kind of starts a run. And I'm just to be frank, I don't know that Mike Green's at the top of my list of all these guys. I mentioned a second ago, I would love to have Walter Nolan. Walter Nolan, to me, the defensive tackle at Ole Miss. Now, he doesn't bring you the edge position, but he brings you a naturally gifted, violent defensive lineman at a spot where I think we are well below average, to be quite honest. I look at the opportunity. We've talked a number of times about contracts on the defensive front and some of the bodies we have on the defensive front. We weren't just bad rushing the passer. At times, we were god-awful stopping the run. And so when you look at it from that perspective, if there's a guy, you know, that you're not in love with at edge and you still can find Walter Nolan, then you know, put me on board for that. And I think that's one of the ways we'd go about it. Now, the only problem is you drafted several defensive linemen, interior defensive linemen, really this past season. So I don't know how that lines up. But Mike Green, for me, I'm just nervous because when we first started watching him, it was, is this guy a first-round draft pick? After that rep went viral at the Senior Bowl, it's like, is this guy even going to be there when the Falcons draft at 15? The film says he's a first-round prospect. I don't know, man. I have trouble with some of the other guys we watched of saying that that's the guy I want.
But isn't that where the combine kind of your workouts and your meetings set you apart?
It will. Yeah, we'll know a lot more, you know, after that situation.
It is supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because you guys know what I am. I'm a guy that the thing I'm the best at is talking, and I admit that. I played sports.
Wasn't sure what was
wasn't
come
great.
Out of
your mouth. I've learned as much as I can about the game of football from guys, you know, that I've worked with, like the Dave Archers, the Randy Crosses of the world, you know, Randy McMichael and DJ Shock. Mike has helped me with the interior stuff to learn a lot about it. That's where I watched his stuff, and dude, he's good. And he does the things you want. He's physical. He's fast. He can shed blocks in the run game. You're not blocking him with a tight end. I mean, maybe an NFL tight end can do a little bit better, but everybody I saw tried to block him tight end wise. They were abused.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And I think that's one of the things you are going to have to separate. And that's why you go through this process. And that's why you go through private workouts. And that's why you go through the combine and everything else. So that one of these guys will rise to the top and you'll see some followers, but go run about that 4.5 140, then you might, you know, you'll probably move up my list to 15. Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.